Most people don't like dentists. One day, I went to a friend's birthday party, but I didn't really know many people there. So what I did is I saw a little group of women and I went and I introduced myself to them. They were all chatting amongst themselves and they were discussing a visit to the dentist. "I hate going to the dentist," was one lady saying. "It always hurts. I'd rather give birth than having to go to the dentist." "Oh yes, I hate the dentist too," said another one. "I really just only go when I really, really have to go." Dentists, they must be the cruelest of people because everything they do is painful. Who would ever want to be a dentist? Well, I couldn't stop myself from smiling. So they looked at me and they said, "Why are you smiling?" "Well, because I'm a dentist." "And you're not the first people I've ever met who hate the dentist." "Oh no," they said. And then we all just laughed together.
Hello, we're back again on Women of Hope. I'm Carol, and Tammy's here too.
Hello. And Tita, how did you feel when you heard that?
Well, it was really funny. I know how some people feel about a dentist, but plenty of people cannot go to a dentist and they have to put up with terrible toothache and even lose their teeth. So that must actually be worse.
Well, it's good to have you here again with us today.
Thank you. And now don't worry, I haven't come to fix your teeth. Just to talk with you about how to take care of your teeth.
That's a relief.
Perhaps you've had a bad and painful experience with your teeth. I know I have. How about you, Tammy?
Oh, yes. I'm like that lady who likes to put off going to the dentist until she really, really has to.
Well, ladies, I have some very good news for you today.
You do?
Yeah. Did you know that the best weapon that you can have to prevent any dental problems is a simple toothbrush?
I can almost hear you saying, "What? Just a toothbrush? It can't be that simple."
Yeah, it is. In our mouths, we have a huge number of tiny bugs that are actually called bacteria. We talked about this a while ago when we talked about caring of the tongue. Do you remember?
Oh, yes. When my neighbor's little boy bit his tongue.
That's right. When we eat, little tiny pieces of food stick to our teeth and they become something that we call dental plaque. Many little germs in our mouth that we call bacteria feed on that food. And this produces an acid that starts to damage the hard, white surface of our teeth. And that's called the enamel. And if we don't clean the teeth, more and more of that plaque attaches to the teeth. And those little bacteria produce more and more acid. And as a result, in time, the acid is what creates the little holes in the teeth. If we let the holes become big, they're very painful. And they need to be filled by the dentist. Or the holes otherwise become so big that at times the whole tooth has to come out.
So that's why I need to brush my teeth carefully, so I don't have to go to the dentist so often.
Yes, Tammy, there's no need to be afraid of the dentist. Now, do you ever use a broom to sweep the floor? I'm sure you do. I do too. When we sweep, we normally sweep the rubbish out of the corners and away from the furniture. Well, think of a toothbrush as a tiny broom. It does exactly the same job. It's meant to sweep the flat surfaces of the teeth to remove the plaque.
Okay. So tell us the best way for us to use our toothbrush.
Sure. It's important not to just scrub back and forth on your teeth because this can wear down the enamel. For the upper teeth, touch the bristles of the toothbrush on the surface of the tooth at the top and make a downward sweeping movement. This is going to sweep the plaque away from the teeth. And then you do the same with the lower teeth, but this time you sweep the surfaces upward. And remember that you have to do the inside surface as well as the outside of the teeth.
And what about those big molars at the back? How do we clean those?
Well, they have spiky surfaces to chew food, so you move the brush backwards and forwards across the top.
Here on Women of Hope, Tita, our dentist, is telling us how to use our toothbrush like a little broom, sweeping down the top teeth from the top to the bottom to sweep away the food.
And for the bottom teeth, just the opposite. We sweep up from the bottom.
Tita, what if we don't have a toothbrush?
Well, did you know that you can use a piece of burnt bread? Yes, a piece of burnt bread. As you toast some bread, you could maybe let a little bit of the corner get burnt over the fire or whatever way you're toasting it, and then take that little burnt part and crush it into a powder. This powder is rough, so you put a little bit on your finger and do the sweeping movement, like with a toothbrush, the same way. What it does, it removes the plaque from your teeth. Not bad, hey? Or you can take a piece of clean cloth, rub it in the same way on your teeth, and it will remove the plaque. And really, you don't have to worry about toothpaste if you don't have it. The toothpaste is only used to give you a nice feeling of a fresh breath. But the important thing is really to remove the plaque from the teeth.
When my children were small, I was not sure when to start brushing their teeth. So when should you really start?
Good question, Carol. Did you know that you should brush a baby's teeth? When that first tooth appears, it needs to be cleaned.
Even when they're so tiny?
Yeah, because even the breast milk or formula from a bottle is food for bacteria. They can begin making holes in those tiny little teeth. And for a baby, all that is needed is a damp cloth wrapped around one of your fingers and you rub it gently against the little teeth after each time the baby feeds. Later on, when the mouth is a little bit bigger, you can begin using a small, soft toothbrush. And don't be surprised if all the child wants to do really is play with a toothbrush at first. You can let them play a little and then do their brushing. Normally, up to 4 years old, the children can't really do their arm and the hand movements properly. They'll just really suck the toothpaste off the brush and not really clean their teeth.
I remember my son doing that. He loved the toothpaste.
Yeah, children usually do. But of course, as they grow up, teach them how to brush their teeth by themselves. And then as they hold the toothbrush in their hand, you hold their hand and you do the right movements for them. They might not want to let you do it because, you know, children think they know how to do everything by themselves, don't they? Well, it might be hard work for you in the beginning, but don't give up. First help them, then guide them gently to do it properly. Make it fun at the time. And after a while, they'll learn and they'll do a good job by themselves.
Tita, some people say that they only brush their teeth in the morning, before having breakfast.
No, that's not enough. Remember that every time there's a bit of food left on your teeth, bacteria will get busy destroying them. So you must clean your teeth in the morning, after you've eaten, and in the evening, before bed.
It's really good to know how we can help our family take care of their teeth. Is it common to have bleeding gums? And what causes it?
It is more common when we grow older. This is a kind of an alarm system to let us know that something is wrong. You know, when the area where the tooth joins the gum has a lot of plaque, the gums become inflamed and they look very red. And they actually start to bleed. And the problem is that if we don't remove the plaque, the bone that is under the gums and holds the teeth in place starts being destroyed. And the teeth will start becoming loose. And if the problem is even left there longer, they will eventually fall out.
I certainly don't want that to happen to my teeth. So what can we do about it if our gums bleed?
You can still clean your teeth. In fact, start cleaning them at least 3 times each day. Don't worry if when you start cleaning and brushing them, your gums bleed a lot. Actually, the more they bleed, the quicker the inflammation and the redness will go away, and you will have healthier gums and bone. It is that simple. Oh, and by the way, false teeth also need to be brushed. Did you know that? Yes, because if they don't get brushed, the plaque sticks to them, and then it can cause infections in the soft parts of the mouth.
So, now we understand why you said that the simple answer to our fear of the dentist is
a toothbrush. So dentists actually want to help people get rid of the pain. But they can't help if people are afraid and don't come to see them, can they?
That's right. The longer you wait to get treatment, the bigger the problem will become and the more painful the treatment is going to be.
So out with the toothbrush in the morning and in the evening. And let's help our whole family to clean their teeth well. Then they won't be afraid of the dentist either.
When I think of how plaque damages the teeth, I always think of how sin works in the same way in our lives. Have you ever heard the word sin? You know what it is? Well, it's something that we do or that we say that is wrong, and it's not pleasing to God. As we talked before, if we leave the plaque in our teeth, the problems just get bigger and more painful. Sin might begin as a simple little thing, but again, if we don't deal with it, it will grow bigger and will affect many other areas of our lives and will bring pain into our lives. And this might sound a little bit strange, so let me tell you a story from God's Word, the Bible, about a man called King David. David lived many centuries ago, and he actually was chosen by God to be the king of the people of Israel. He began doing a great job because he always talked to God in prayer, and he used to ask God for help to guide him, especially when he had important decisions to make. But one time, David stayed at home when he should have been leading his army, who were actually in a battle fighting the enemies. One particular evening, he was walking on the flat roof of his house, and he looked into the neighbor's house and saw a really beautiful woman called Bathsheba, and she was taking a bath. He liked her, and he wanted her, so he sent for her. She had to obey, and she came. And unfortunately, David used his power in the wrong way, and he slept with her. It was not long when she sent him some news, and the news was that she was pregnant. So David got really worried. He began plotting different ways to make this look as if the baby was Bathsheba's husband's baby. So what he did is he sent for Uriah. This was Bathsheba's husband. He asked him to return from war, and he suggested that he should enjoy some time with his wife. But Uriah was a man of integrity, and he refused to enjoy a good time with his wife whilst his men were still at war. So David's attempt at pretending that the baby was not his failed miserably. And in his desperation, David began to create a plan to have Bathsheba's husband killed at the battlefront. And so it happened as David planned. David must have felt very relieved. He could now finally get on with his life, and he made Bathsheba his wife.
This sounds a bit like a fairy tale, doesn't it? And they lived happily ever after.
Oh, but they didn't. David's actions were not pleasing to God. They were actually against his law. They were sins. Adultery led to lies, and lies to murder. Can you see how one sin led to another and another and another? And David's relief actually didn't last very long. He began feeling very guilty. This is how he described his feelings. When I did not confess my sin, I was weak and miserable. I groaned all day long. Day and night, your hand of discipline was heavy on me. God actually knew how David was feeling. God's word tells us that he was angry at David's actions, but he also loved David very much. So what God did is he sent a messenger to confront David. And David suddenly realized that he had not only sinned against Bathsheba and Uriah, but he had actually sinned against God. He broke down and he confessed his sins to God. And confessing means that he just basically admitted to God that he had done wrong and he asked for his forgiveness. The messenger told him that God would forgive him, but that there would be great trouble in his family as a result of what he had done. And you know, there was, because when we make wrong choices, it has results. It affects other people too. But later on, David wrote, "Finally, I confessed all my sins to you and stopped trying to hide them. I said to myself, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord. And you forgave me. All my guilt is gone."
Wow. It sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? Perhaps too easy?
Well, Tammy, it was not easy, and I'm sure David always felt really bad about Uriah's death. But that simple confession took away David's guilt before God. He prayed, "Remove my sin. Create a pure heart in me, O God." Now, having done that, it was easy. He could move on with his life without the power of sin leading him to do any more wrong things. You know that God forgave him, and he learned a lot from his mistakes. But the good thing is that God still used him as one of the most important kings in the history of Israel.
The reality of life is that you and I will always do or say things that don't please God. Unless we admit we've done wrong and ask God to forgive us, one bad thing leads to another. Just as leaving plaque on our teeth will cause bigger and bigger problems.
Perhaps you are living here right now with a heavy feeling of guilt because you've made mistakes or things that you've done you know that are wrong. Perhaps your actions have hurt others just like David's. And living with these kinds of feelings is hard. And that little voice of your conscience keeps reminding you of those wrong actions or words. But don't despair. If you are carrying the guilt of sin, turn to God and tell him what you've done. Say sorry to him and ask him to forgive you. In the Bible, we read that if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from every wrong. And that is exactly what David did. As God's word says, he will forgive you immediately and you can move on with your life without the burden of guilt. As you learn how to do this regularly, you will prevent the damage of sin growing in your life.
Thank you, Tita. Maybe we can think about what you've told us today every time we brush our teeth.
And maybe each evening, as we brush our teeth, we could think about anything we may have done that day that we should ask God to forgive us for.
Before we go today, I'd like to pray to God, our Heavenly Father, who loves us. Would you like to join me as we pray? Father God, thank you for loving us and for wanting us to be free from the burden of guilt that we so often carry with us. I pray that you will forgive each of us for the sin in our lives, the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus, who took the punishment for all our sins. Amen.
If you have any questions about the things we've talked about, we would love to hear from you. You can write to us at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. If you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week.